This is the audio recording for the Candia Planning Board meeting for January 15th, 2025.
Meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order. Please rise and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, roll call. Mark.
Here.
Tim, I got to switch this around. Linda.
Here.
Tim, here. Kevin.
Here.
I wrote Kevin twice. Jesus. Scott.
Here.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, just a public service announcement. The continued hearing of case 24-008, the Tanglewood, has been continued till February 5th at the applicant's request. So if you're here for that, we did get that public, but just wanted to let everybody know. And we will go right to the first order of business, which is, okay, why am I not seeing?
We're up top.
I'm on the back page. Okay, there we go. case 25-0, I was on the back page. Case 25-001, lot line adjustment, David Gould, DKAM Consulting, LLC, 81 Halls Mill Road, Candia, New Hampshire. Owner, Dave Gould. DKAM Consult Contracting LLC, 81 Halls Mill Road, Candia. The property location is Halls Mill Road, map 402, lot 7-10. Intent to adjust the lot line of lot map 402, lot 7-10 to create a new 4.863 acre lot for a new single family dwelling. Is the applicant here? Come on down.
Can you sit down?
Yep. Yeah. Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Get my trash out of your way. So tell us what we're looking at and what you're looking to do here.
We've been
reviewing the maps. Yeah.
So easiest to explain on that one here. So basically taking, hold on, I gotta get oriented. Oh yeah, so this is existing lot line right here between these two pieces here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna take that and put it there to make this piece right here.
Okay. Sorry, we had talked about, I was thinking this was different, but we talked about this maybe a year or so ago.
Fall. We have the information along in the fall of 23.
Yep. So all you're doing is you're moving that lot line down there to create that small lot that has frontage. This now new bigger lot has frontage
right there
from lot 7-5.
Correct.
But you've now just created one large horseshoe lot around. And you own these two lots as well, correct?
Yes.
So it's giving you a big horseshoe around your lots. Okay. Now it makes sense. You got that, guys?
Yep.
So the road frontage is going to be here.
Correct.
This will be the driveway.
Right, but this 4.8 acre lot will be 7-10 because...
Right.
7-5 is now going to come all the way down here. So 7-5 is going to be 92 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpark it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it probably says here somewhere. Yeah, more than that, 99.6 acres. We were sitting here going, I hope he's not counting on Fogarty Road frontage. And you're not.
No, he knows better than that.
Somebody actually called me about that, actually.
Good. But again, I remembered, I thought we'd already done that, but this is exactly what we talked about.
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything?
No, because all we're discussing is the lot line adjustment, right?
Yep, and as far as the lot line adjustment, and even as far as creating a non-conforming lot, he's got... What's the road frontage there?
It's 200, I think.
For the big lot, Hall's Mill.
No,
for that lot, Hall's Mill.
Yes, C1 is 200.86 is the arc length.
Yep, there we go. And we've got on here, we've got 2.2 acres of upland. So we're good with that number as well.
I just have a question for clarification because I don't know. Radius is 330, arc length is 200. Scott, can you explain what that is? I think when they say that
arc there, that's the
linear, that's the footage of that arc. And the radius, I think that gets into geometry, I think, right?
I think the radius of that turn is 330 feet.
Got it.
And that particular, the length of that arc or road frontage is 200.86 feet.
Okay. So it's compliant from a road standpoint.
And basically, you're just looking to put as a building lot, right? Mm-hmm. A single house lot, 3 acres.
But we're not even discussing
four
that.
4.8. 4.8.
Yeah.
I was reading the note down here. Where was it? It was one of them that said something about a 3 acre thing.
Yeah, the minimum lot size.
This is all the minimum, the following minimum requirements, which meets.
Yeah.
The fine.
Yeah, the fine. This is a
fine. Really fine on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, side.
So it's non-conforming because it's not a square or rectangle.
No, it's a conforming lot.
It's a conforming lot.
Yeah.
It is.
The only non-conforming is if it's under 200 and it doesn't have frontage.
Frontage. Okay.
Then it becomes
a non-conforming. So it conforms to all of the minimum requirements.
Correct.
Correct.
Do you need a motion?
We need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the proposed lot line adjustment.
I'll second.
Okay, so we'll go backwards this time. Kevin?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Tim, yes. Linda?
Yes.
And Mark?
Yes.
There you go.
Easy.
Thank you.
Short night.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of these are, you know, in a situation like this, it's more procedural, right? We can't. No, unless you're doing something.
As long as it meets the requirements.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we might meet the requirements.
Right. Yep.
Okay. No, we're good. Try to make sure it met everything. Yeah.
Challenging lot once you start laying it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Long driveway.
Yeah. Some wet stuff and things like that.
That's all right. Long driveway gives you privacy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely be private. Yeah. But it's long driveway.
And I remember when you came in here, you were talking about doing subdividing a lot off, and we were like, don't do that. It this way, because
I originally thought it would have to be a subdivision, but then Jim pointed out that it was actually just a lot line adjustment.
Yep.
So, that was easier.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So perfect.
Do we want to keep these for our? I'm not going to keep these. Would they be helpful to him? Do we need
one? He doesn't want them. Okay, I think he's got plenty.
All right, now let me look to the agenda and get on the right side of the agenda sheet.
It's two-sided.
I know, right?
With such a little thing.
So, yeah, so let's go to approval of the minutes.
They're
very long.
Pretty hefty.
Yes. It's very long. I got to admit, I read like three quarters.
I read it,
and then
maybe a little bit more than that,
and then started skimming.
I don't know how you even got them.
I sent them with the agenda.
Oh, you know what? I just ran out of time.
I started looking on my phone and then went to the
page. Shame on you.
I will say this to, you know, in reading the minutes, you know, I thought we handled that meeting quite well.
I agree.
You know, which made me feel good. As I read the minutes, I was like, if I didn't know this group, I'd be like, wow, they're a real professional and organized group. It was.
Are you trying to say?
No, I'm just two things. As my father used to say, you're not as dumb as you look. Then again, you couldn't be.
Well, he was a wise man.
He was a wise man.
Hopefully, whenever they do come back, it'll coincide with an opening over at the school, because it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to... they're coming back on the...
the 5th, but...
No, these guys, Diamond Hill is coming back
February
on the 19th.
19th.
Yeah. And that, too, I'm not predicting it like I am with the other ones, but that one, too, they had a lot of work to do, so we'll see if they make that date or not. Mm. Right, they had to coordinate with Dean Young and Stan Tech, and they had a lot of work
to do. They had a lot of outstanding issues. Yeah.
Awesome.
I went and walked
through
that property.
I haven't got a chance to do that yet.
I took a couple mile walk through there.
Yeah.
There's a really steep part, and there is just a ton of water in there.
Yeah.
There's some really nice house lots in there. Like, when you pull in the driveway, there's a flat area on the right, and there's a road that goes down.
That's the easement, yeah.
Yeah. Is that road all the way his?
I believe so.
Because it's
flat land
long.
The flat land is not. That still holds.
Because that property goes all the way down to the rail trail.
Yeah.
I know that. And it goes steep, and there's just a sluice of water going down it. And catchment and things might be really advantageous. You know, it's funny.
That's why I don't think he wants to develop that back part.
The people that were here were complaining there's too much water coming down the hill, and we don't want to put a road across it and dam the water. So it doesn't, like there was two voices of concern that were opposite of each other.
Yeah. So,
There's some really nice areas in there, though.
I do want to get up there, though, because I do want to take a walk around, and I do want to drive in and out of that road. I think we'd all be served by going up there and just turning in and turning back out of that road.
I used to plow that road.
Yeah, I mean, I've been up Diamond Hill a few times. I just haven't ever turned into that access point and come back out to see how bad is it? So
it's bad.
Yeah,
I've done
it's a steep hill. Yep.
Wear your muck boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put the truck in four wheel before we go.
Bring some hiking poles.
Okay, so anybody got any edits or comments, or do we just want to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second that.
Got it. Okay. Mark.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Tim. Yes. Brian.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
And Kevin.
Yes.
Okay. Town planning. I will take this as an opportunity. You didn't get the letter that I sent in earlier today.
I sent it back to you with some edits.
Oh, okay. You didn't put it in the packet.
No, because I sent it back with some edits, so I didn't
want to. Oh, yeah. You can show my stupidity to the general public. It's fine. So I wrote the, so I guess I will handle both of these. I didn't get a chance to do it until starting yesterday. But we need to produce two documents. One for the town report, which says all the wonderful things we've done. So I completed that yesterday, and I actually did read that a second time. I will have Amy email that out to everybody, because I don't want to wait for the next meeting. Email out back to Amy and get the edits that you know you have, and then we'll just put that in. Okay, I mean, these things don't need to be voted on by the board per se. Just nobody put your feedback in, and
we'll just for the town report.
Yeah, you know, we'll do it that way. This one I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about, and this one's really rough, folks. I mean, I think I started writing this around 3:30 this afternoon. But what I wanted to do, I don't know. I would like to get it in the Boy Scout thing, but I know we're tight on time for that. Worst case, we just get it out via the website or something. I wanted to put a document out there for the people of town so they understand what the ADU, why, what, where, how.
Take a look at the end of line 3.
The felt is what?
Yeah, the felt, yeah.
Line I assume it's the board felt.
Yeah. Lack of affordable housing pending state legislation, the felt is, was.
Yeah.
What would it be pending legislation?
Yeah, I didn't get this one to, and again, I didn't even read it the second time.
Appropriate.
So we. Feeling.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah. The board felt it was appropriate to review Candia's ADU of the ordinance and reflect the board's with two amendments.
Typo.
Yeah.
Typo on below.
Yeah, below, yeah.
But, oh, bellow.
So how are you going to rewrite that second sentence?
Just get rid of the is.
Well, who would be the, due to development pressure, lack of affordable housing and pending state legislation?
The board.
Felt.
Well, the planning board.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, you know, you do planning. Yeah, I try to alternate back and forth, but yeah.
Comma after factors before and to list.
Now there's two schools of thought on that.
Yeah, but the new school of thought is always a comma before and. Old school was no comma.
Look at this face.
When they go
old school.
When they that's I know.
I have, we
it
have
always
to
wants to correct. It always gives you suggestion to put a comma there, and I'm like, we never put a comma and then and?
It was all like, of a sudden, in the middle of my teaching, we had to start doing it that way, and I'm like, what the heck?
So who changed the English grammar rules?
Yeah, it's a...
AI?
no, not a... It was one
spell
of the...
Spell check, like...
It was one of the...
What's it about?
The forms that you kind of use, and it that was updated, almost like a dictionary.
So Microsoft decided...
Yeah.
But the problem is...
Decided that we need a comma now.
I don't think it was Microsoft.
Mine
was
on Samsung, on my Samsung. So
but there,
I'm an engineer. 2000, so the comma is a divider.
2000.
The word and is a divider. They're both defined that way. You don't need two dividers.
We don't need them both.
Right.
Thank
correct.
You.
It is a redundant process
thank
to put the comma in with the and. I don't care what any Harvard English teacher says. It is redundant.
Things were real mellow tonight, and I'm glad we got the little comma in. You kind of get the energy level up a little bit.
I'm fired up about right. this one.
What did the board discuss? Oh, man, they
wait
were on the comma like.
Wait until we start talking Stay about under. Semicolons.
Don't get me started.
This is where my fiery red hair is going to pop right out.
But it's funny because your mind is like, you want to kind of comply with the format, so you, and then you're like, you look at it, you go, no, I'm not doing it. And then, but each time it's like you're saying no to the software.
Yep.
Well, try teaching that to the kids. It's like my mind thought for 40 something years was, no
because
comma.
Technically,
beforehand.
That's correct by the definition of the words.
But that's
not in Massachusetts.
Well, there we go.
Who wants to use mass as a guideline?
Okay, so
nobody.
Can we verify that it's two spaces after a period?
That has gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah, it's only one now.
It's only one now.
No idea.
So we have a mixed bag here. We have a mixed bag.
Oh, we probably do. Because my fingers still think old school. My brain knows
that
you only need one.
Well,
so what's the deadline?
So who made the rule change?
I don't know, but that just, one I can't.
It's the same thing like dictionary in the comma.
Not following it.
Have just no idea.
But that one I can't argue with because there's not a technical reason to be one way or the other.
Amy, you're going to doctor this up, right?
Well, I'm going to read through it first. I'll do this because I haven't read through it yet either. Again, I wanted to get something in your hand, so I finished this at like 5:15.
What's the deadline to get into the Boy Scout packet, though?
I can't remember. I'm going to have to look at that.
It's pretty soon.
Yeah. We can't wait.
It has to be in.
We can't wait for our next meeting.
Because it all has to go to the printer and everything. Yeah.
Well, we can make whatever edits are made tonight and send it back out. I can email it to everyone tomorrow. And
We will have to take a vote to authorize paying for that out of our legal notification budget.
Hop was going to, remember?
Oh, Hop. Yeah, Hop was going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
All right. Yeah, because you did verify that they would pay for that.
Yep.
I mean, you get the main point. That's how, and that's usually, I always write the drafts. When you get the first thing, you get your main ideas, and then you stop, you go through it.
This is stream of consciousness.
We have a semicolon.
We do?
Yeah, a smaller but affordable housing semicolon, as housing needs versus supply have become increasingly difficult. Still the same topic, but it's then almost a full sentence.
Okay.
So you get a semicolon.
No, they gave me a full colon when I got born.
Yeah. I haven't got the gun to summon yet. Someday, maybe.
Someday.
This is what happens when you don't have much on the agenda.
this is one recording. This is one recording, Amy, you want to burn right after you do the minutes. As specified by legal counsel.
Exactly.
Should I put the semicolon on the next agenda?
Please do, yes.
So Amy's leaving us, but she's going on to higher aspirations. Oh, yeah. So.
Well, she's dead to me now.
Oh boy.
So now we're going to make a good hire, Brian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
So the general intent on this was to talk about what it is, why we made the decisions we made, and what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mechanics of what the amendments say. You know, not just the fact that it's adding one.
This will be good, Tim.
But that it also, it's making some things more restrictive.
Do you want us to keep pitching out issues if you find a mistake?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Middle of the page where it has 850 square feet, if you back up to the beginning of that sentence and read it.
To build small homes.
Jeez, my eyes aren't seeing the 850.
ADUs provide a solution enable homeowners.
To enable homeowners, or that enable homeowners. To. I prefer shorter words. I'm a less words kind of guy, typically.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Should be without increasing development pressure on open lands in Candia.
This just doesn't, this isn't grammar-wise, it just doesn't make sense. With state regulations to increase housing builds across the state. I know what you're trying to get at, but it just doesn't sound right. Well documented by the state legislature to override local zoning ordinance with state regulations to increase housing development.
Housing development? Sure.
Yeah. Builds just...
What are you trying to say in that? Right in the middle of the page, Tim. It was also It will also increase the town's inventory of affordable housing in town with increasing development pressure on open lands of Candia.
Without increasing development pressure on open lands of Candia.
Okay, now it makes more sense.
Yeah.
That the one that you had earlier, Kevin?
Yeah. Actually, Tim pointed that out earlier.
The fourth paragraph, third line, that sentence, one bill in particular, comma, which is still on the agenda for the new session, comma. Would require all towns to allow attached and detached dwellings.
Yep.
Two.
And I do have to add planning board. This one I was just typing board.
Okay.
And the other
one. See, that's an important statement right there, because that's going to set a lot of minds at ease why we're even doing anything.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to
educate.
Yeah, right. I also didn't want to make it. I didn't want to make it sound like this is what we want to do. This is what we think should be done. I wanted it to sound like
we can shift the blame.
That's right. We're putting this to you so you can understand and vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why we're putting it to you,
mm-hmm.
and kind of leave it at that. Yeah.
Last sentence, last word should actually be "will not support."
Where? What paragraph?
Last word on page.
Increase of the fairness of the ordinances. Ed May Watson Karen will not support the bill.
Oh, I've got a different text font. So what? This was too small, so I didn't give it to you.
Amendment one.
Amendment one.
Will not support the building of attached ADU. You have will support.
Yeah. It says board, but it should be planning board felt this provided homeowners with more flexibility.
Many lots in Candia will not support the building of a detached. Yep, there's two mistakes there.
Attached or detached?
Detached.
Oh, I haven't seen the detached one yet.
It doesn't say detached.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah.
There should be a comma between the plus. Flexibility, comma, plus, comma.
Right, because what I'm trying to say there, is that a lot of lots you can't build an attached ADU to a house.
Right, so this says attached.
Yeah, you want to make it detached?
No, you want to keep it attached.
Well, there was two amendments.
Right.
Still on amendment one.
Yeah,
but what I'm trying to say here is that it'll give more flexibility and improve the fairness, because a lot of lots in Candia, you're right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean detached, you're right, I'm sorry, never mind.
Third line, the first word "and," it should be just "and," A-N, rather than A-N-D, on page two. Third sentence. Resident to build and ADU, it should be and A.
Yep.
Attached ADUs must be within 100
of
the main feet.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm drawing that.
Under Amendment 2.
Yeah. First sentence.
So is it this amendment, or
amendment?
Okay, allows for a maximum of 2 ADUs per lot with a maximum of detached.
One.
Detached.
Excellent.
Explained quite well.
Yeah. So this is Boy Scout packet material, or this is town?
No, this is Boy Scout.
Okay.
Boy Scout packet, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, if everybody's okay with the tenor, Again, I knew there was going to be a lot of crap on this because I was literally... Shit, I got
So the question is... Oh, I guess it doesn't matter because somebody else is paying. If you wanted to have this be on one page, we have to cut stuff out. But since somebody else is paying, it doesn't matter if it's two-sided. But if it's two-sided and you only have half a second side, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, and that was the other thing, too. Is there anything you think we should add?
No, I think less is more because you don't want too much reading.
Yeah, and I made cuts.
You've hit the highlights of why we're doing it and what it represents.
But is there a second subtopic that you could just have a paragraph about that would be of a different topic that might be important or of interest? I can't think of one. I just didn't. I hate wasting space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Judy would be very proud of you.
Yeah,
because again, I don't, you know, we don't want to make this a pitch, right? This has to be a.
No, it's information. Support it.
I mean, some of it can be like verbiage. Speaking of development pressure, that could be cut.
Yeah,
to
no,
start
I can,
off.
I
you
can
know,
trim
like
it off. Yeah.
Some verbiage can be cut, so you might be able to make it onto.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really matter because they're
half.
Double-sided anyway, right? So it's not like we pay extra.
Oh, just one whole page.
Well, actually, Southern New Hampshire was going to pay for it, right?
Right.
So, but it is extra for the second side.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it
well, just printing it's another page, but it's not a huge money.
Right.
Yeah.
Proceeds.
Because, you know, like, I printed this off in my default 11 point and went, well, that's way too small. So I switched to 12 for you guys.
12.
And
12.
It's still a little small. I wouldn't want any smaller than that.
Yeah, don't want any smaller than 12.
It could go larger,
yeah.
I think. I think it could.
Actually, if you want to make it larger, that
I would go larger.
That would go
for
two sides.
And then the head, and up here.
For senior reading.
That's going to be bigger.
Go that be for senior reading.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I literally, you
just
know,
just like I've done my emails, I got the big one.
Yeah, you change it to 14 and that'll fill the second page.
Yeah.
That was my, and I was going to dress up that header some more too. Like,
the font put the town seal on it and all this other stuff.
We could do that too, sure. Yeah. So we can fill that page pretty easily.
Okay.
And like I said, some of this verbiage may shrink down because I'm a guy who cuts and cuts and cuts.
Yeah.
Like a newspaper editor.
You go to the bigger
print,
then this
words.
Whole paragraph's going to get moved over anyways, and then you're going to move the heading down. So
pithy. You want it to
be
pithy. It's
not a page layout.
It'll
guy,
be fine.
I'm not I'm just...
This is a first draft.
It'll be
it's
fine.
Okay.
The
message
the,
is there.
This really is stream of conscious. I didn't go back up and change anything, I wanted to have this discussion about are we saying the right things and are we covering what we need, and then... Again, I'll get it to Amy, and she'll email it around, and everybody can, again, make their comments so we get these things done in a collaborative manner that's compliant with state law. Right? Public comment? Nope.
Is there anybody else?
No.
What?
Anybody else got anything to discuss?
I think so.
Now, I think there's some unapproved minutes. Maybe there was
the October.
No, that was just for the
October 4th.
That was for this. 23. That was the informational for the same.
That was just for our information.
Okay. Got it. I'm slow on the uptake. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it's just like I remember that informational hearing about some property line adjustment on Hall's Mill, but. Well, I thought it was different than this one because I thought we'd actually approved it, but it was just an information.
Right.
It's like, when he said that, we didn't have like,
we sort of kind of agreed, but
you know the one thing that what Linda was talking about when she was saying non-conforming, but I think she was thinking about how you want lots to be sort of regular, you know, or you don't want these highly irregular lots. So
don't like to create. Weird shape.
So that one was kind of weird, but I don't. I mean, but we've done it. So it's like we can't.
There's no real change in it.
Yeah, but again, we're not creating a lot here.
Right.
So that's a moot.
That's
point.
A, right. You're yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're not creating a lot. We're
just moving a line.
Moving a lot line on two pieces of property that the same person owns.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Unless it creates a compliance issue, we can't say no.
Right.
But would if, say, that was a new lot, would you consider that to be a regular, like a regular shape? Well, you know what I mean? It's like, that's such a subjective thing, you know?
There's not a lot more you could have done unless you just made that whole thing right over here and made the line or something.
Yeah, but he doesn't own that property. That's a different
thing. This one, he doesn't?
No. See, that's Matthew.
Matthew, he's got, okay, yeah.
And I think it's one of
his children. When this lot was made, right, they created this little... Yeah.
Right, it was
this
created
pork chop handle here, back into 40 acres, with just that little pork chop wetland.
Yeah,
well, that, was a, that was a secondary access, right? That would have made a big wood.
Right.
So right now, it protects the majority of the property.
Yeah. So.
Motion to adjourn.
Linda!
Wow, I'll second that.
Going for it. She left her car running. That
all those
I have Wheel of Fortune to say.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Let's get out of here.
You guys have it. Well,